ということで、次の曲も、ホラーっぽいかな、どうかわかんないですけど、じゃあちょっとこれを、トムさんに紹介していただいて、曲を挟んで、またベビーみたいに戻っていきたいと思います。トムさん。Next music you recommended? What kind of music baby metal? メギツネ。
メギツネ。
You chose. メギツネ also are your example of the way the band blends different things together to make something new, you said.
What I thought was interesting about this one is the way they express sort of their ethnicity or cultural heritage in the song, as kind of like it's an overt expression of that, as opposed to just like, well, we're Japanese and we're singing in Japanese, so that's all you need to know. This song actually kind of makes the point in a very broad way, like this is Japanese music. This is a these are people from Japan. And so it's kind of to me, it struck me as interesting in that it was almost like going against the standard sort of collective wisdom that if you want to make it big on the world stage, you try to be as much like everybody else as possible. You try to homogenize and become just sort of generic pop. That's what K-pop seems to do, is to take artists and then try and turn them, make their sound as much like what you'd hear on Western radio stations as possible, so that it just kind of fits in comfortably with that. But this song here, I thought, was interesting because it seems to say, nope, we're going to stand up very proudly and say we are Japanese with this song, and you like it or not like it, it's up to you. But we're not shying away from that difference. We're expanding on it or exploiting it or however you want to look at it. So that's why I thought this was an interesting song.
ありがとうございます。
はい。
トムさん、もう手振りを添えて、すごい興奮して喋ってくれましたけれども、このメギツネ、さっきのベビーみたいな説明の時に、ヘビー、ハード系の曲と、あと、かわいいとくっつけたっていう感じっていうと、そのギャップが面白いところでしたが、このメギツネになると、そのベビーメタルな、西洋の、欧米からの音楽を取り入れるだけじゃなくて、日本的なものをこうどんどん出していくと、だからステージにおいても、その我々、トムさんが言うには、日本っていう感じを、特徴を出していて、その辺もちょっとこの曲は面白いんじゃないかなということで、紹介してくれまし